My guest at this time is Diana Furtscott-Roth of the Manhattan Institute. She is a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor and also served as chief of staff for President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her thoughts on the latest jobs report from the Department of Labor issued on Friday, in which they said a net zero jobs were created in the month of August. There was a loss of 17,000 government jobs, a gain of 17,000 private sector jobs. Overall, the unemployment rate stays at 9.1%. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg, but I have to say this unemployment rate was very disappointing.
And there were not exactly the rosiest of expectations, but there was projection for positive growth in August. And in addition to the zero net gain in August, we got downward revisions for both July and June. Why do you think it came in so below what we even thought it would be?
Well, there's a lack of certainty in the economy. There are innumerable regulations that prevent employers from hiring workers, and economic growth is slowing. It's very possible that we are in a recession right now. We've seen very slow GDP growth, and there isn't a lot of consumer confidence. They're not going out there and shopping and going to restaurants and buying. So it's very disappointing. Private analysts did forecast a growth of about 100,000 private sector jobs, 75,000 jobs overall, but those were not met.
And so what is the key then to breaking this cycle of low consumer confidence? And then obviously that results in less money being pumped into the economy, and so fewer jobs are created. It's kind of a vicious circle. So where can we jump in and stop that?
Well, the president has a great opportunity when he gives his speech on Thursday night. There are many harmful regulations that are impeding hiring, such as not allowing drilling off the Gulf of in the Gulf of Mexico, deep water drilling, even though it's about a year and a half after the BP oil spill. EPA has regulations. They rolled back some of them on Friday, but there are other regulations that will raise the cost of energy and will make it harder for large manufacturing companies to produce in the United States. The Labor Department has a series of regulations on employers, some to curtail the amount of dust in mines, which will hurt the coal industry, which is already hurting, and some regulations that, for example, will require federal contractors to offer more affirmative action to veterans. Again, this kinds of things discourage hiring workers. And there are many other regulations with the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board. For example, it doesn't allow, it's charging Boeing for opening a new plant in South Carolina, a second plant, whereas GE has just taken its X-ray headquarters offshore and, of course, is not getting sued by the NLRB at all.
As you look at the president's speech, he did today apparently rescind one impending regulation on smog and ozone that could have cost up to $90 billion. Do you get the sense that he is willing to do much more on that front as you were hoping that he would, or do you think that's about as far as he's ready to go right now?
Well, you know, predicting the future is very difficult. I'm a lot better predicting the past. But given that he's moved on one, and that ozone regulation would have resulted in 75% of American counties being out of attainment, thereby having to cut back on their emissions by closing factories or disallowing driving or some other such remedy, then it's possible that he can move on others too. There's the carbon regulation. There's also regulations that would affect coal mines, regulations on steam coal-generated boilers that would result in more higher cost to our energy and utilities. So it's possible that he will go further. Maybe he has always paid lip service to the dangers of increased regulation. He issued an executive order in January, another executive order in June, asking the agencies, both executive branch and independent, to do a cost-benefit analysis of their regulations.
We're talking with Diana Furtscott-Roth of the Manhattan Institute. And Diana, our exit question for today, it deals with the issue that you and I talk about every time this report comes out, every month. And that's the hidden job losses of those giving up. It's often said that for the U.S. economy just to maintain pace with the number of people trying to enter the workforce, you need to create about 200,000 to 250,000 jobs a month. That obviously didn't happen, yet the unemployment rate stayed at 9.1%. So what does that tell us about how many people have given up, at least temporarily?
There are two surveys, the household survey and the establishment survey. And the establishment survey showed that zero jobs had been created. In fact, the household survey did show that around 330,000 jobs were created and that more people came into the labor force. So this month, the household survey was more optimistic than the establishment survey. So we'll have to see going forward how these two develop.
We'll keep watching. Diana, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
It's great to be with you, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Diana Furtscott-Roth is with the Manhattan Institute. She served as chief economist for the Department of Labor for President George W. Bush and as chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.